This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 681, Fantastic Formal Paraphrases for Kids.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn high-level vocabulary that you can definitely use on your next IELTS exam, all about childhood and age. Take notes today, guys. Hey, Lindsay, what's the haps in Boston?
What's the haps? I have not heard that expression in a long, long time, like 20 years, but what's the haps? Well, you know what's happening is massive travel is happening this year. In the springtime, especially, I'm getting ready to go to Japan. How about you?
Me too. Oh my gosh. Maybe we'll see each other. No, of course we will. We kind of planned this out, you guys. Lindsay and I are having a whole All Ears English event in Tokyo in May. It's going to be so amazing. We did this last year and it was transformational. It was life-changing, and it's going to be even better this time, which is hard to believe, but it
is. Hard to believe. It's called the Native English Power Weekend, guys, where you get to interact with us, meet us, you get to meet native speakers, practice your English. You get so much. In the end, you get to drop your fear of speaking English. That's what it's all about. So if you are in Japan, or if you're a close flight from Japan, maybe you're from Korea, maybe you're from Taiwan, and you want to go to Tokyo for a weekend in May and come and meet us, go to allearsenglish.com/Tokyo. Grab your spot because the spots are going quick. I know right now we only have one spot left for the special add-on, which is a super VIP dinner with us. Isn't that right?
Ooh. Yes, I'm so excited for that dinner. Yeah, we only have one more spot for this, you guys, because we're only doing this with two students.
Yes.
Just two students with Lindsay and I, just a two-hour dinner even before the whole program begins. And guys, I mean, how will this help you? Well, in life, it's going to help you because you will be more confident, more motivated to improve your English, but in IELTS, you guys, what about the speaking exam? This is going to go a long ways to making you the most confident person in the room.
Oh, 100%. I mean, this, even though we're not focusing on IELTS strategy, this could definitely give you that confidence boost that could change everything with your score. Right. If you're walking, if your test is like the month after the program or even 3 or 4 months after, join the program, guys. One more time, go to allearsenglish.com/Tokyo and we'll see you there. So good.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. I already learned two Japanese words. I'm going to learn more. Don't worry, guys. But it is very exciting. Okay. What are we talking about related to IELTS today?
Well, it's all about vocabulary choice, right? So when it comes to writing, we need to choose the right vocabulary words, especially for writing tests too. And we need to know if words are too formal or too casual, right?
Right, exactly. And as non-native speakers, how do you know? Our listeners are smart. We know that you can tell the difference a lot of times if something is informal or not. If it's like slang, of course you know it's informal. You're not going to use it in writing task two or speaking part three. But there are some exceptions, like idioms, right? Like, how do you know if they're appropriate? So if you're a three keys student, then you can ask in our Facebook group and you could get your answer immediately instead of like trying to Google and go to different dictionaries and not knowing who you could ask. You can ask one of us.
Yeah, it's such a waste of time to try to jump around the internet and you don't know who you can trust. I mean, our students in our course, they don't do that. Right? They don't do that. They don't waste any time because you guys don't have the time.
Exactly. You guys are too busy for that. So one of our very intelligent three key students asked about just this very topic. So he said, Can we use the word kids in writing task two? I know it's a bit informal, but there are not many words to use instead of children. Lindsay, do you think kids is appropriate for academic writing?
It seems kind of informal to me.
Yeah. Right?
Something more spoken. And there are a lot of things that we could say, actually, instead of kids.
Yeah. There are so many paraphrases for kids and children. And guys, this is a super useful episode to take notes on because, I mean, gosh, you're going to talk about your childhood. You may have to talk about different phases of childhood throughout the speaking and writing test. So this vocab is super, super useful. So a nice, like, really formal paraphrase for children that I like is offspring. But do note that it's uncountable, all right? Mm-hmm. Offspring.
Ooh,
that sounds
like
fancy.
Yeah, that sounds very scientific to me. Very fancy.
It does. It is totally scientific. I feel like that's what we would use to describe like in nature
in science,
like the animal world as well.
Like when you watch like Planet Earth or something, which I love to watch that, and you watch like frog offspring or something. I don't know. But yeah, you could definitely use that too. Because, you know, the more specific, the more granular, the more high level we are, the higher our vocab is going to be. Vocab score is going to be. So that's how to do it.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Totally a 7 and higher word. What else could we say besides children?
Well, I really like the term youth, right?
Yeah.
Youth, right? Talking
Which is
about,
also uncountable, guys, just so you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this is a good one because it's a bit more formal and it's unique. I don't think a lot of students are going to use this term, youth.
Not at all. And I feel like natives do use this. It's great for writing task two, but also in speaking part three, when you're talking about social trends, societal trends, we often say like the youth today or the youth of today, such and such. So anytime you're talking about like technology or education, this is a great phrase.
Yeah. I've also seen it used to describe an activity like youth soccer. It's always weird to say that, you know, to describe what kind of soccer is it. It's youth soccer or it's adult soccer.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Oh, also changing it into the adjective youthful would be nice. That would be fantastic for describing activities that keep you young. So if you're talking about your free time activities or what you like to be entertained by, right? Like I still like cartoons. I'd probably watch cartoons even if I wasn't a mom, like seriously. I enjoy youthful entertainment for sure.
Wow, guys, if you are not taking notes, you should be. This is some good stuff that is coming out of today's episode.
So good.
Grab a pen and paper and write this down. Put this into your next practice test.
And choose the favorite word that you learned from us today and leave it in a review of the show.
Yeah, guys, let us know. We do have that review contest happening this month, so get your name in there. Do we have anything else for our listeners? Any other kind of substitutes? I mean, if we want to get more specific, right, we could talk about toddlers for like children, little kids.
Yeah, totally, guys. Think about the age that you're exactly describing, right? And I think this is really useful to think about because I've heard a lot of students using children wrong, thinking children is like all the way up to age 18. Like, as if children were the exact opposite of adult. Like, you go straight from childhood to adulthood. And that's not it. Like, there's a lot of phases of age between being a child and being an adult. So, child, I would really define as like elementary school. Right. Yeah. And then once you're past sixth grade, like I would say 11 or 12, then you're like adolescent, you're approaching adolescence. And then once you're, you know, 13, 14, 15, then you are a teenager. So become more specific. Or if we're going to go younger, right, an infant would be a baby, a toddler would be a kid that is just walking.
Oh, yeah. There's so much we could do here. I mean, we could even add the pre and we could say a preteen, pre-teenager, or pre-adolescent could also be pretty high level. So definitely children is not the only, or kids is not the only word we can use. Definitely.
Yeah. So many ways to paraphrase that for sure. But yeah, I mean, this student already received his answer like weeks ago. So he's already using this in his writing task two and speaking part three answers. So guys, if you are a Three Key student, remember you can always ask a member of our team if you can't think of a paraphrase, because I know that if you're just going to the thesaurus, you don't know if those words are appropriate or not, because they're not all straight synonyms, right? Like they do have slightly different meanings and connotations. So definitely guys, ask a member of our team if you're a Three Key student. And if you're not, then you should get into the course, you guys, and then you can ask us all of your IELTS questions.
Yes, 100%. So to get into that course, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the basic course. But then if you want to join the personal coach plan, which includes an hour and a half on Skype with a personal coach like Jessica, for example, go to allearsenglish.com/coach to get that extra training. You know, a lot of students really get high scores, especially when they choose that personal coach plan.
Exactly. It's one thing to improve speaking, to improve listening and reading like on your own, right? You learn the strategies, you do practice tests, but speaking and writing, like, how do you know? How do you know if you're accomplishing everything? It's tough without native speaker feedback, and not just any native speaker, but an IELTS professional.
Yes, I love it. I love it. So good. Well, thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. This has been good to answer this question. So important to get specific when it comes to vocab.
Yeah, really good vocab today. All right, Lindsay, I will talk to you very soon.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.